KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for spotty showers today in the high around 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Well, you might want to plan an alternate route of travel this morning if you're planning on using Interstate 80 westbound, just southwest of the Mall of the Bluffs. The Iowa DOT reports a multi-vehicle crash has occurred near Madison Avenue involving a semi, and a detour is currently in place. The accident happened at around 7:30 a.m. There are no other details currently available, including any injuries at this point in time. Well, the woman who will become Iowa's next governor this morning says her small-town roots propelled her to this point in her political career. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Republican Kim Reynolds will take the oath of office at about 10:30 this morning, shortly after Governor Terry Branstad resigns and is sworn in as the next U.S. ambassador to China. Reynolds told Radio Iowa yesterday that she's well aware that as Iowa's first female governor, she's breaking barriers.
Young girls just come up already, and, you know, they're just so excited. They're just excited. You have to see it sometimes to believe in it.
Governor Branstad told reporters yesterday that Reynolds is a policy wonk. Reynolds says she has learned over the past six or so years as lieutenant governor that leaders delegate and trust others to follow through. Reynolds, though, intends to be the chief cheerleader for her priority issues.
I mean, if I believe in something, get out of my way, because I believe in it from my very soul. So I think as a leader, then you want to encourage other people to follow and to feel that same passion for those ideas.
Look for tax reform to be one of her priority issues, along with long-term funding for water quality projects. That's a leftover from Governor Branstad's to-do list. I'm O.K. Henderson.
As Iowa Governor Terry Branstad resigns to become ambassador to China, his chief of staff is leaving his job and will seek work in the private sector. Michael Busolo, who has been Branstad's top aide since July of 2015, announced Tuesday he'd pursue opportunities outside of state government. His announcement came one day before Branstad was scheduled to resign to become the next U.S. ambassador to China. Busolo traveled with his boss to New York City before then-president-elect Donald Trump announced Branstad as his nomination for the diplomatic post. Busolo also traveled with Branstad to Washington during the Senate confirmation process. Well, police in Creston say two people were arrested Tuesday afternoon for violating protective orders. 34-year-old Aaron Marie Wallace and 35-year-old Kevin Lee Cottrell, both of Creston, were arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on Union County warrants for violating the protective order. Wallace was being held in the Ringgold County Jail, and Cottrell was being held at the Union County Jail, both while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Red Oak report a Red Oak woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say 31-year-old Colby Joe Sue Fike was taken into custody at around 3:25 p.m. for driving while suspended. Fike was also cited for operating a motor vehicle without registration. Bond was set at $300. Shenandoah Police Department says law enforcement in the area are on the lookout for a man who is wanted in connection with an investigation on outstanding warrants out of Centerville. Aaron Goodman of Moulton was last seen along the river between Shenandoah and Essex. He was wearing a white hooded sweatshirt and blue jeans. Goodman reportedly goes by the alias of Ryan Hurt. He's described as being white, 5 feet 7 inches tall, about 165 pounds, with tattoos on his arms and neck. If you have any information about as to where he's located, call the Shenandoah Police Department at 712-246-3512. Now, authorities say you should not approach the man as he's considered to be armed and considered to be dangerous, let's put it that way, according to the law enforcement. Atlantic police on Monday arrested a trainer man on drug and alcohol charges. 18-year-old Isaiah Lagasse was booked into the Cass County Jail on charges of OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. An investigation into a marijuana operation in Clarinda netted two arrests. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a little after 4 p.m. on Monday, officers investigated the illegal use of marijuana at 200 West State Street. Authorities encountered several individuals gathered at the residence and seized about 80 grams of processed plant material believed to be marijuana. Charges are currently pending against 25-year-old Preston Sickling and 26-year-old Jacob Thompson for possession of marijuana and gathering where illegal drugs are kept and or used. Both Sickling and Thomas reside at 200 West State Street. Investigative reports have been forwarded to the Page County Attorney for review and consideration of filing of formal charges. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.